Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, enough with the music already. We don't have time for music today. Today it's about sales professionals. I've got sales professionals probably walking off the car lot to go hide in the back room so they can listen to my show. Got no time for music. I've got salespeople walking off the sales floor, retail salespeople heading off into the back room. They all want to get a listen in on this show right here, so we're not going to waste time with music. Greetings! This week I'm coming to you live from beautiful Seattle, Washington, and today it really is beautiful. It's not raining. Sun's out. It's absolutely gorgeous. Sporting a fantastic view of the mountains. Gorgeous vistas of scenic Puget Sound. And I don't know where you live in the country while you listen to this and hearing the sound of my voice, but if you've never been to Seattle, especially on a sunny day, you are missing something. It is absolutely beautiful. This is the Mental Power Hour, and I am your host, T. LaVon Lawrence, NeuroSculpting Certified Mental Fitness and Brain Training Consultant, Mental Training Instructor, Author, Designer of the NeuroSculpting Mental Fitness Training System for life-changing development of improved mental concentration, better mental focus, stronger mental discipline, and willpower, all while enhancing brain health and brain fitness. And you know my philosophy. Brain health, brain fitness is not just about playing games, not just about doing the dual in back, not just about doing puzzles. It's about being able to do what you've decided to do in this life and having no cognitive interference keeping you from getting it done. If you cannot be who you need to be, if you cannot do what you set out to do, then your level of brain health and brain fitness needs to be improved, because that's the only way you're going to get it done. That's what the brain is for. It is for you to be able to do something significant with your life. Fact, a lack of sales skill is not keeping you or members of your sales organization from a higher level of sales success. If you have a problem with sales skills, then that is not the problem. Your problem is mental focus. Fact, procrastination is not keeping you from sales or from reaching that glorious number you want in order to realize financial prosperity. Because if procrastination is a problem for you, or a problem for anyone on your sales team or in your organization, then procrastination is not the problem. Your problem is mental focus. Fact, fear is not stopping you from becoming the master sales pro you wish you could be. Because if fear is throwing a monkey wrench in the works, then fear is not the problem. Your problem is mental focus. Fact, there is nothing, not the market, not the company you work for, not the region you live in, nothing that is stopping you from fully expressing your entirely natural, entirely genetic ability to sell far more successfully than you have ever done. Nothing is stopping you. Folks, have I got a show for you today. Better mental focus for sales professionals. Interestingly enough, I'd say if there are 1,000 people listening to this show right now, probably 700 of you has some form of sales in your workday. Some need to influence other people. one way or another, you are moving product or you're moving service. Either you're in marketing, either you have your own business and you've got to get clients, or you really are in sales itself and you've been hired as an agent, a representative, or you're out on the floor, you're out on the car lot, you're knocking on doors. At least 7 out of 10 people who are training under the NeuroSculpting system and who are members of the NeuroSculpting Training Studio have something to do with sales. And even most students who are members of the studio or even taking the free training are working their way into some type of sales scenario, especially those who are not called salespeople, lawyers, doctors, engineers. Engineers have to sell ideas. Doctors have got to get clients. Lawyers have got to build business, have got to influence people and win cases. It's all about influence. Better mental focus for sales professionals. So what's this really about? Well, it's not about teaching you sales skills. It's about jumping across the mental canyon that's separating you from who you want to become, who you wish you could be. There's a mental canyon there, a chasm that you've got to get across. The person you need to become in order to be selling the way you're supposed to be selling or the way you're capable of selling is over on the other side. And you've got to become that person to where everything you need to do, who you need to be, all the acts you need to take and all the numbers you need to hit is easy and natural for you. You don't even need to think about it because you've already, that's the person you are. If you're doing pretty good now as a sales professional, there's a comfort zone that you're living in. Your performance is within the boundaries of that comfort zone. Well, when you get to the other side of the canyon and you're selling a lot more, you're up at a higher level of performance and productivity, an entire new level of results, you're going to be in a different comfort zone, but it's going to be a whole heck of a lot better than the comfort zone you're in right now. In order to get to that other comfort zone, you've got to leave the comfort zone you're in right now. We're going to talk about how to get that done, how to cross that chasm. Because if you've got goals, dreams, ambitions that are bigger than the life you're living now, then the person you want to be, the person you need to be in order to make that happen is different from who you are right now. In comparison to yourself, the person you're going to become is smarter, wiser, stronger, more courageous, and a more powerful human being. That person thinks differently, feels differently, and acts differently than you. There are your three keys. And it's all surrounding the first one. That person that you need to become, who sells on an entirely different level than you, thinks differently than you do now. And because that person thinks differently than you do now, that person feels differently than you. Because you can't have one without the other. Where there is thought, there is feeling. There is emotional content. And the thoughts you think now that have you on a particular level of sales, productivity, performance, and income are not the same thoughts you're going to think when you get to the other side of the canyon. When you make that leap, you will start with what? With what you think. You are going to think your way across. The principle is thousands of years old. Think and grow rich. You know the book, Napoleon Hill. There's been hundreds of books written on this principle. And most likely, if you're like, you know, many people, you've heard the principle and you go, you know what, that's a good idea. You either believe it or you don't believe it. You either invest your time or you don't invest your time. But I tell you what, if you're going to get to where you need to go, it's going to start with one thing, and it's going to surround and it's going to center upon one thing, thought. I'm not talking about law of attraction. I'm not talking about esoteric principles of magnetism. I'm talking about solid, graspable principles here in the present moment now. What you think, period. Because what you think is why you are where you are right now. And you're going to make an adjustment, a simple adjustment in what you choose to think. And here's going to be the problem for most of you. Most of you do not choose what you think. In fact, and I understand, it is the most difficult and challenging discipline for a human being to do. Because we, from the moment we're born up until the time we are able to live our own life as an adult, we have our thoughts handed to us, conditioned into us. And I am challenging you to do something that goes entirely against the grain, something that's going to make you an entirely independent human being. I'm going to ask you to think for yourself, not just live under the delusion that you think for yourself. I have yet to meet a single human being who says to me, oh, I think for myself, who actually thinks for him or herself. Never met one. Because the very assumption by these people that they think for themselves has been handed to them by someone who has told them how to think the way that person wanted them to think. It's an especially popular phrase in the political arena when having political discussions. Oh, I think for myself. Nobody's telling me how to think. I'm not a clone. If you think for yourself, you're already lost. I'm going to challenge you truly, perhaps for the first time in your life, to actually think consciously and on purpose. Because the person who can think for him or herself has an entirely different thought life than the normal person. The person who can think for themselves has the ability to create a thought as necessary, pour all their attention into that thought consciously, and literally remove all other thoughts, so that there are very few thoughts flowing through their mind, and thus their mental focus is absolute. They really, truly think only what they consciously choose and want to think. And they only think those things that are going to get them the exact results they want. They don't walk around with memorized platitudes or philosophies or ideologies that have been handed to them. They are free human beings. The person you need to become is that kind of a person. Now, I don't expect you to suddenly make some radical transition from who you are as a human being right now into this great enlightened being. But I'm saying, if you want a significantly higher sales level and you want it consistently, to where it is easy and natural for you, you're going to have to employ the most powerful tools you have. And they are twofold: attention and thought. And when you have those two things under your control, when you practice and master those two cognitive skill sets, you will understand completely that all you can name your number and know with absolute certainty that you will achieve it. Because at that point, there is no such thing as a limitation for you. Because you understand the nature of humanity, the nature of psychology, and the nature of success. You know where it begins and where it ends. And it is entirely in the mind. The person you want to become, you wish you could become, the person you need to become is smarter, wiser, stronger, and more courageous and more powerful as a human being than you are right now. And it is going to be the same body and the same brain. But when you get to, as you're arriving to that destination, some things are going to be different. There's going to be some shifts. Because you are going to intentionally think differently, which means you're going to feel differently about who you are, what you're capable of, feel differently about what you're doing, and you're going to act differently than you do now. But it's going to start right now. There is no other time. There is no future for you. Your future is entirely imaginary. You must start right now. Now is the time. Now is when you become that person. And that's where mental focus comes in. You don't need to control anything except your attention. Because it's by control of attention that you're going to intentionally think the necessary thoughts that will make you into that person, so that those results are natural for you. That future you is calling for you to take the necessary steps forward, steps that will transform you, transform your life, and forge your dreams into reality. We're going to discuss mental focus as it relates to sales professionals. We're going to talk about the power triangle. That is clarity of vision, sharpness of skill, and value of habits. Now, I'm not going to get into sales skills themselves. We're going to talk about sharpness of skills and the value of the habits that you have. Because you may have to switch habits, and you're going to switch habits merely because of increased value. Because some of the habits you have now have lesser value. And we're going to talk about if you've already got great habits and you've already got great skills, then what are you missing? Clarity of vision. You don't know where you're going. Not truly. And who's setting the bar for you? Is your sales manager? Is your market? Is somebody else's opinion setting the bar for you? Or are you setting the bar? Remember, you've got to think for yourself. That does not mean have a stubborn opinion. That means you literally got to sit down and you've got to forge ideas from the armory of thought. Clarity of vision, sharpness of skill, value of habits, and what's the proper order so that you can get a flood of leads, prospects, appointments, sales, and referrals. Fun, easy, natural. And we're going to talk about the three laws that transform the world around you so that opportunities, clients, and sales simply flow to you. Briefly, I'm going to tell you a little bit about some of the live and group training summaries we've had this week. I train people. I work with groups. I work with individuals. There's a couple things that have stood out this week. I'm going to go over them right quick. I got a mind-nourishing book and movie of the week that's directly related to this particular topic, mental focus for sales professionals. Got a couple of goodies. Now, you are welcome to call in during the show. The phone number is 347-884-9397, 347-884-9397. And if you're listening to this show in the training archive on our Blog Talk Radio page, if you've gone to the Blog Talk Radio page after the show has begun, after the show has been carried out, and you go into the archive to listen to all the training shows, because that's what I do, training shows, and you need to contact me, you can do so. The phone number is 904-638-3851, and I'm going to tell you, I hold a special place in my heart for sales professionals. Because I've been one in a couple of arenas, and I am one now. I have a special love for salespeople. I love salespeople. So I'm going to extend an offer that I will only extend to people who are selling something, people who are business owners and need to move products and services, people who are out on the sales floor in retail sales, people who are knocking on doors and making phone calls, sales professionals. This is something I only offer to you. You are welcome to call me anytime and leave a message for me to call you back if you want to talk about doing something for your career, for your business, for your organization, your team that will boost your results, productivity, profit, and financial prosperity. And that's all we're going to do is we're going to talk about it. I'm not going to sell you anything. You will either make the steps, take the steps necessary to do what you need to do, or you won't. But I am always willing to talk to salespeople to have an open, frank, and honest discussion on what's necessary to become the person, to become the team, to become the organization that you need, that they need, that y'all need in order to hit that next level. You are always welcome to call me if you are a sales professional, business owner who's got to move product and service. So you already know how valuable this episode is for you. It is the difference between staying in the comfort zone that you are that you're in now and hitting and staying on that level of numbers where you are right now. And most likely, over time, you're going to slide, possibly end up in a different career. Because it is like the book of the week that I'm going to be talking about talks about when you look at the pyramid of successful salespeople, next to it is a vast dwarfing mountain of failures who never made it in the sales industry, who had to get out because they couldn't take it. They didn't have the mental focus for it. And, of course, the excuses were, I didn't have the skills. I didn't like that. I didn't like it wasn't for me. I didn't like the company I worked for. Nonsense. Balderdash. Farfignugan. You're either going to do what's necessary or you're not. And you're always welcome to call me because I would love to have that frank conversation with you. Again, I've got a special place in my heart for salespeople. Now, if you have not signed up for the absolutely free, entirely self-contained training course, 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness, just go to www.neurosculpting.com. That's NEURO-sculpting.com. Look up top, you'll see a tab says free 7-day course. Go in, slap in your email address. You'll get a confirmation email. Make sure to check your spam folder, see that it doesn't go in there. All you got to do is click on the link in the confirmation email. You'll get a follow-up email that will give you the link you need to access and download 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness and The Power of Concentration, a free ebook that we give you. You'll then have access, of course, to the forum that we provide if you ever need to ask any questions about the course or get any advice. You will, of course, receive 7 consecutive days of free training advice on that course itself to help you get more out of that course. And you'll have an automatic subscription to our newsletter, The Power of Mental Discipline, which gives you further information and help and guidance for training your brain for improved mental concentration, better mental focus, better mental discipline, willpower, brain health, and brain fitness. Now, help somebody else out. If you're listening to this show in our radio archive at Blog Talk Radio, share it with somebody else. Tweet this. There's a tweet this button. Click it. Let your friends on Twitter know that you're doing something significant with your life, with your time, with your mind. Make sure to friend us on Facebook. There's a Facebook link there. Like the show. Let people know you're doing something worthwhile with your brain, that you're going someplace, that you're listening to really, really helpful stuff. Let your friends know where they can get fantastic advice. And you can find us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/ Dynamic Mental Fitness. Friend us. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can always let me know. The Mental Power Hour is brought to you by the Neurosculpting Mental Training Studio for life-changing development of improved mental concentration, better mental focus, stronger mental discipline and willpower, enhancing brain health and brain fitness. Next week's show, we're going to talk about mental focus for sports, athletes, and other competitive arenas. Sports, athletes, and other competitive arenas. Mental focus is huge. You want to talk about mental toughness, being at the top of your game? You want to talk about longevity of higher achievement, even when you lack the physical, natural physical talent for a particular game, sports, or other arena? Mental focus is what's going to do it for you. You can look at the NFL today. You've got people who are short in stature, in stature, skinny. They're not big, hulking, 6'10" Goliaths, and they are tearing up the game. These guys are setting records. Why? Because their mental focus is where it needs to be. You don't have to be superhuman, but mentally you can be superhuman. Now, live personal and group training summaries for this week. Been talking to a lot of salespeople and sales teams. And the biggest thing we've been talking about is getting individuals to break through their assumed limitations. And that's the underlying premise of today's show. The numbers you're hitting right now, the results, the productivity, and the financial level of prosperity that you're experiencing right now, it's based on your assumptions, your mental assumptions, the thoughts you have in your head about what you're capable of, about what you think you can do in this particular market, your opinion, your assumptions about the nature of this particular market. Your thoughts are determining what you're able to do. And that's what we've been talking about this week. When I'm on the phone to people, that's what we get to, the very heart of it. Individuals on a sales team have to change what they're thinking. And sales managers, sales leaders, business owners, it starts at the top. Last week's show was about improving mental focus with groups and organizations and teams. It always starts at the top, but it always ends up on the individual. If the person at the top does not have the ability to teach and train others on mental focus, if they don't have mental focus within themselves, that's where it breaks down. So when it comes to a sales team, individuals have to have their assumptions changed. They either change it themselves or it's changed by the leader in charge of the group, the team, or the organization. But if you're an individual and you're selling, you have absolute power to change your own assumed limitations. And when they change, your results will change. Because your limitations, what you think, the wall, that you run up against, and you say, I can't go past here. Beyond here, there be dragons, like the old maps of the sailors used to use when they got ready to go and hit the deep sea. There'd be maps where they didn't know the territory. So they'd draw barriers, and they'd say, beyond here, dragons. They'd have symbols of dragons, the unknown territory. The wall that you have up in your mind in the form of thoughts that say you cannot go past here because of X, Y, or Z, that is what needs to change. When that thought changes, you will change. You will feel differently, and thus you will act differently. You will have different impulses. You'll have your impulses, your compelling urges will change, and you'll take actions on what those driven desires are. And it all is based on increasing the value of everything you do, and we're going to talk about that here shortly. Also in the live personal training, we talked about competition versus innovation. Innovation wins out over competition every single time. Forget competition. You need to know your competitors intimately. But you do not need to compete against them. What you need to do is to innovate. You need to be creative because they don't have anything you can't have. That's why you need to get to know your competitors intimately so that you can find out what's good, role model that, improve upon it, which is innovation, and then you are not a you are not in competition with them. You are never in competition with them. You're only interested in taking off your own blinders, of removing your own ceiling to your own productivity, your own ability to serve others. You want to remove the limitations to offering service to others. It's like Zig Ziglar said, you can have everything you want in this life if you're willing to help enough other people get what they want. Innovation beats competition every time. Let other people be competitors. That's why I call them competitors. They are trying to beat you out. They are trying to take your market share, take your customer. And that's why you're going to win, because their focus is too low. They are limiting themselves by thinking on the competitive mental plane. That means you have the advantage. You can literally look at what they do and simply innovate upon it. Innovate on what you do. There's something called the 10% solution. If you've never heard of the 10% solution, it is this. Anything that you can improve somehow, in some way, by 10% equals innovation. You can get higher sales just off of that. If you have a product or service that you have direct effect on how it's made or designed, you can improve your own product and service by a mere 10%. You don't want to get too radical because it might turn customers off because it's too different. Unless, of course, you're an inventor, of course, then you may want to be radical. But for you, all you need is 10%. Innovation beats competition every time. Start thinking in terms of innovation. You, as an individual talent, have the ability to do a 10% betterment over people who are your so-called competitors. And you can do at least 10% over what you're doing right now. You can improve your skills. You can improve your focus. What are your personal characteristics that you can improve by a mere 10%? That changes everything. It really does. And that's been the dominant thing we've been talking about this past week in training. My Nourishing Book of the Week, Greatest Salesman in the World. That's the book. Simple, small, easy to read. I got it done in one day, not a problem. I read that book at least four times a year. I've even recorded there are scrolls in the book. It's a neat story. It really is very entertaining. There are 10 lessons in the book in the form of scrolls. And I've recorded those. I've read them aloud. I recorded them, and I've listened to them. And I've done what the book says. I've done it three times a day for 30 days on each one, and it literally became ingrained. It's self-programming. Very good read. You guys should check it out. Greatest Salesman in the World. You can get it for cheap on Amazon.com or just head up to your bookstore. Why wait? Get it. Now, my nourishing movie of the week, it's a comedy. It's not too deep, but it's a good one for salespeople. The name of the movie is Tommy Boy, T-O-M-M-Y-B-O-Y, starring Chris Farley, the late, great Chris Farley, funny comedian, and David Spade, about a duo of salespeople out on the road. Funny. Don't let your kids watch it, but you can watch it. There's a sales close that he uses in there that I just absolutely love, and I like the principle of the sales close. I wouldn't recommend that you actually use this sales close as a sales professional, but it goes something to the effect of the client, the potential prospect, asked about, they were selling brake pads, and they needed to sell a huge number and the client went something said something to the effect of, "How do I know that they, you know, these are of high quality?" And Chris Farley, who plays Tommy, says to the guy, "Well, you can stick your head up a bull's butt if you want a good steak, but wouldn't you rather ask the butcher?" Oh, it's a classic close. There's a principle behind that, too. Man. So, better mental focus for sales professionals. Becoming that future you. Because that's really what it's all about. It's about leaping that chasm, that canyon, from who you are to who you need to be to hit those numbers, to get that productivity, to get those results, to reach that level of financial prosperity that you're really looking for. Now, so for some of us, it's not all about money. When I was a salesperson, it got to the point before I went full-time in this particular field to where I completely dropped the motivation of money because money just didn't do it for me. I remember this one moment when I hit the highest sales figures that I'd ever done, higher than I even conceived of doing, because I had adopted a couple of principles. Matter of fact, the principles I adopted were from that book, The Greatest Salesman in the World. I bought the book, I read it, I recorded the scrolls, I started listening to them over and over again. The very first scroll, which is about conditioning your mind by placing in these new thoughts. Remember earlier I told you, to get to where you need to go as a sales professional, as a business owner who needs to move product and service, because every sales professional is a business owner. If you're working for somebody, you need to start thinking in those terms. You're not an employee. You're an independent contractor who just happens to get a W-2. You need to make sure you're thinking in terms as a business person. Remove all limits. There are no limits for you. Anyway, I had been reading The Greatest Salesman in the World. I recorded, I'm listening to the scrolls. The very first scroll said that I should literally do each of these scrolls 30 days in a row, 3 times a day. And the last time that I would read the scroll, I was to read it out loud. That is conditioning. You are mentally conditioning yourself with an idea. So few people get this principle. That was the first thing I did. The second thing I did in the second scroll is I stopped looking at people as simply faceless prospects. People I wanted to sell to. No, the second scroll in that book is about learning to love what you do, to have a passion for what you do, and to look at everyone you talk to with a feeling of deep caring and love, to remove that sense of antagonism, as though they're on one side of the table and you're on the other side of the table. Sweep the table aside. Make a connection with this person. Forget the sale. Connect with this person. Who are they? What do they need? How can you serve them? How can you be their friend on this particular journey? Now, there are salespeople out there going, nonsense. Get out there and sell something. Are you there? Hardcore old sales dogs, miserable sons of guns. And I worked with those types of people, and I did not want to end up that way. I wanted a more significant experience because I already knew it was easy for me to master sales skills. That was nothing to somebody like me. But once you master sales skills, and you're out there hitting up person after person after person, and you get to the end of the day, how do you feel at the end of the day? Are you feeling good merely because you got a few sales? Or is there a secret voice inside yourself that despises what you're doing, and you're trying to bury that and hide that from yourself? Are you burying it and hiding it by making excuses, saying, hey, well, at least I'm making a lot of money, at least I'm feeding my family, at least I'm driving a nice fancy car? But deep down inside, you know you're not satisfied. You don't want to be a machine. That's the thing that's bothering you as a sales professional, is that you're just being a machine. You're not being a true, expanded human being. You get up, you go, you say a few words, you shake a few hands, and you leave, and nothing has changed in your life except maybe you're getting a few dollars. Something is empty inside, and that's what I felt. I couldn't believe the paycheck I got that month. And I looked at it, and the first thing that came to my mind was, man, is that all there is? I felt empty inside. I went, you know what? I know what's wrong. There's something not wrong with this particular scenario. I want to be bigger than this. And in order for me as a human being to be bigger than this, I want my work to expand who I am as a human being. I don't want to just show up like a cog in the machine and be and just robotically say some words and do tricks and devices to be able to get people and manipulate them to buy something. That's not who I was. It's not fulfilling to me. So I decided I was going to do something different. And in that book, in that second scroll, in The Greatest Salesman of the World, was my secret, was my answer. And this was about the time I had also been reading it. Well, actually, it was after I discovered The Power of Concentration, the free ebook that I give away at the Neurosculpting Training Studio. So I had, in effect, the ability to absolutely concentrate. I had the ability to control my thoughts and control my focus. So things were much easier for me in this regard. Much easier for me. So I took that scroll, easily conditioned myself, and it got to the point that when someone walked up, I was at a car lot when this was taking place, when someone walked up on the car lot, I did not care about the sale. I did not care about the money. I wanted to connect with that person, that human being, that soul on the world. We're here today, we're gone tomorrow. I want to connect with that person. All fear dissipated. All procrastination dissipated. Every barrier between me and the sale dissipated. I didn't need to worry about sales skills. I had already done sales. I knew the words better than anybody. I knew the habits better than anybody. But my love, my caring for the persons that I would be coming in contact, my desire to render service for their benefit, made doing everything I needed to do easy. It made me hungry to do the things that other people avoid. Whatever you avoid doing as a salesperson, scroll 2 will take care of that. In The Greatest Salesman in the World. Scroll 2 will remove that because your reason for doing these things changes. I was speaking to a real estate agent a couple days ago. And he says to me, T. Levon, I'm getting everything I want because of what we talk about. This guy, I met him on the beach. I've given this story quite some time ago, but I've told this story before. Real estate agent. He was making about $45,000 yearly. After we talked, and all we did was have a conversation and started hanging out together and having more conversations and talking about his mental focus, within 1 year, he was carrying more than $45 million in inventory as a real estate agent. He went from just a couple of properties to more than $45 million. And properties in his inventory. He got everything he wanted, but there were still a couple things that were standing in his way because he was having a difficult time moving that inventory. He could get the listings, but it was difficult to move them. And his reason, and which is what we talked about this week, is because of how he felt about himself rendering service to other people. He didn't see it as rendering service. He saw in his mind that he was trying to sell these properties rather than render service to people who could buy these properties. And after we had a conversation, it clicked in his mind. He began to understand, because this is somebody who was already a naturally loving person. He didn't want to make phone calls after a certain hour. He felt like he was always bothering people. And I got him to understand that you are only bothering people as a sales professional when you are thinking about yourself trying to make the sale rather than looking to serve that person, to help them out. If you help out this person, you are never bothering them. People are naturally lazy anyway, and they don't want to be taken out of their comfort zones. But it's your job, if you're going to be genuinely helping people, to brush that aside and help this person. They will thank you. They will be grateful to you, and they will give you referrals and spread your name and yell your name from the top of the mountain. So money is not necessarily the motivation for me. I learned that early. Becoming the future you is an art, but there's some science to it. And I'm going to tell you about something called a neurobiological lock. Your brain, in order to become that person you need to become, in order to become that better salesperson, and when I say better, I'm not talking about a little bit, guys. I'm talking about entirely different levels of performance as a sales professional, as a business owner who has to move product and service. I'm talking about entire new levels. Something has to change in your brain. It has to be rewired. Now, your brain is neuroplastic. It has the ability for neuroplasticity. That means you can train yourself and your brain rewires itself to deal with the new potential, with the new efforts that you're making. That's why we do brain training at the NeuroSculpting Mental Fitness Training online training studio. And because your brain is able to rewire itself, it needs to, in order for you to develop new habits, that means your potential for newness has no limits. It's an art, but there's science in it. Your brain responds to challenging, unique, and novel exercise and activities by strengthening itself, by shifting its own neurophysiology in order to meet those new demands. So when you begin to see yourself as this new person and you start to practice those new habits and you start literally, I can tell you this, if you sit down for 30 minutes a day, 30, 45 minutes a day, and that's all you think about is the person you need to become, you automatically start rewiring your brain just with that. And the next thing you know, because a particular type of thought magnetically seems to inspire similar thoughts, the more you think about it, the more you're going to think about it, even when you're not sitting there thinking about it. That's just that's the natural resonance of the thought-based mechanisms in the brain. You start thinking in one particular way, suddenly random thoughts in that particular line start to come to you, even when you're not intentionally thinking, because you're rewiring your brain simply by sitting there or taking a walk and thinking exclusively about who it is you want to become and what you want to do. It's classic stuff. Like I tell you, the principle's thousands of years old. You can see it in books like Think and Grow Rich, The Power of Positive Thinking, Science of Getting Rich, blah, blah, blah. There's science behind it. So we're going to talk about that power triangle. Well, actually, first we'll talk about mental focus itself. Just want to make sure everybody's clear. There's a video series that I put up on our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel is www.youtube.com/dynamicmentalfitness. I want you to go find this video series if you haven't seen it. It's called Mental Concentration versus Mental Focus. It's about an hour and 10 minutes of training, broken up into about, I'd say 8 videos, because there's a 10-minute limit on uploading videos to YouTube. Mental concentration versus mental focus. You can go to the YouTube channel or just type it in. Mental concentration versus mental focus, type it in the Google. You'll see the video series. I want you to watch it. If you're a sales professional, business owner, needing to move product or service, you need to know the difference between mental concentration and mental focus. You need to know the difference. Because before you ever have effective mental focus, the ability to literally drive and operate your mental focus, you need to be able to have effective mental concentration and attention control. You need to be able to pay attention and control your attention onto what you need to, when you need to, for as long as you need to. You cannot be a distracted person and hope to hit the kind of numbers that you secretly wish you could hit. You certainly can't hit the kind of numbers that I know you're capable of hitting if you're distracted. You cannot be a distracted person. You've got to be able to knuckle down when it's time to knuckle down. You've got to be able to work when it's time to work, and then you can play when it's time to play. Matter of fact, you'll have more time to play if you'll simply be able to control your attention and be productive when it's time to be productive. It's not about throwing away the hours of your life working too many hours. It's about adding value to the hours that you do work so that you can enjoy the time that you rightfully deserve as a human being. You're not here to slave away your life. The series is called Mental Concentration versus Mental Focus. Go take a look at it. That's why I don't need to get deeply into the nature of mental focus itself. All you got to do is look at that series. And there are other radio show episodes on this Blog Talk Radio page. We call it our Brain Training Archive. You can come to our Blog Talk Radio page and then look at the previous shows, and you'll find shows on the topic of mental focus. And I talk deeply and in detail about what mental focus is, how to apply it to your life. Now, mental focus itself requires 3 things. It requires a clearly defined target objective. You've got to know where you're going. You've got to define it. And when I say clearly defined, I don't mean that you picture it clearly. I mean that you spend so much time on clarifying what it is you want to do, where you want to go, and how you want to get there. You spend so much time doing that it is clearly defined. It doesn't have just vision, clear definition in your mind, as in you can see it clearly, but the actual path and details and everything. You have put your mind upon it, a clearly defined target objective. The second thing you need is you have to direct all your mental resources to that central purpose. When it's so clearly defined in your mind that it is a purpose, a life purpose for you, then you can direct all your resources to achieving that purpose. And there are actually some simple steps to do to make sure it happens. The third thing you need for mental focus, that mental focus requires, is that you are productively applying all your energies and efforts to hit the mark. Remember, you cannot be a distracted human being and have effective mental focus in the sales profession. Now, I've worked around a lot of people in the sales profession, and I know the ones who are distracted versus the ones who are not, and there are, sadly, very few, a very small percentage of sales professionals who are mentally focused. Now, I know plenty of sales professionals who work a lot of hours, 10, 12-hour days, but the main reason they're doing it, most of them, is because they are distracted, not because they are focused. They mistake a commitment of hours for mental focus. They think they're focused just because they're there for a long time. Not the case. Because while they are there, they're doing everything but selling. They're doing everything but service to potential clients. They're talking, they're taking smoke breaks, they're goofing off, they're rumor mongering. I mean, there's a thousand things they're doing that has nothing to do with sales. Mostly they're avoiding the tasks that they should do in order to be an effective service person, because it's really all about service, about caring, about love. If you don't love what you're doing, you need to be doing something else, or you need to be able to find a way to generate that love. Sales is supposed to be a virtuous profession. You should feel as though you are a hero, as though you are rescuing somebody, as though you are coming to save somebody when you're engaged in the sales profession. If you don't have that feeling, you don't love what you're doing, you don't love the people that you're doing it with, and you don't love your product or service that you're offering. You must absolutely love all three of those things to where is a purpose, a mission, that you have a certain sense of zealotry. You're a zealot about helping and serving people and rescuing them and giving them the information they need so they make a great buying choice for their benefit. You don't even have to worry about money at that point. It just flows to you. Mental focus requires a clearly defined target objective, you directing all your resources to that central purpose. That means you are going to get the skills you need. You are going to make the connections you need. You're going to do the proper marketing. You're going to do everything necessary. And it also requires that you are productively applying all your energies and efforts to hit the mark. Let me ask you something. When you think about it, let's say you have something that's keeping you from, let's say you have a values problem. Your values won't allow you to do everything you need to. Well, I won't work the hours that I need. I won't make the effort because, well, I want to spend more time with my family. I'm not going to sacrifice this. I'm not going to sacrifice that in order to be the person I need to be. There is no faster path to being able to spend more quality time with your family than to follow these three requirements of mental focus. When you are properly focused as a sales professional, you'll not only get to spend more quality time with your family, because most people spending time with family is sitting there watching TV like a lump on a log. That's not quality time with family. That's not spending time with family. You'll not only get to spend more time with family, you'll get to do more unique and enjoyable things with your family because you'll have the financial prosperity to do those things. The sales profession is supposed to be virtuous for you. Now, I have a term called dynamic mental focus. As a sales professional, dynamic mental focus is mental focus in action. If it's not in action, there is no mental focus. Your mental focus has to be in action to even demonstrate that you have mental focus. I will know if a sales professional has proper mental focus when I can look at what they do, how they do it. And I also know by the quality of the experience. Because there's nothing that turns me off more than to meet a machine on a sales floor. If I walk into a department store, or if I walk into a car lot with a friend who I'm helping to buy a car, or if I'm walking into any situation or scenario where I'm greeted by a sales professional, and I talk to that person and I hear mechanized thinking and systematic talking and behaviors, and trial closes, and just mindless closes. What a disgusting experience for me as a sales professional, because I know this person has poor mental focus. They are not truly there in the sales experience with me. They're just a machine, blabbing, talking. That kind of person can't sell me anything. And I know they don't like what they're doing. They may like the money they get, but they don't like what they're doing, and they probably don't even appreciate and love themselves as human beings. That's not something you want. Dynamic mental focus is what you want. You want mental focus in action. Mental focus, which is consciously determined effort of controlling your attention in the process of creating, establishing, and maintaining an idea, an intention, or state of mind over a significant span of time in relation to a detailed vision, objective, or goal. If you've got to revert, if you've got to rewind this to hear that definition, you've got to memorize it so you can understand it. But you're better off just watching the video series, Mental Concentration versus Mental Focus. Conscious effort. That's what mental focus is about. Conscious effort, controlled mental acts. You control what you think. And you've got to be able to do these things over a significant span of time. Your thoughts don't change from moment to moment to moment to moment like most people. There are a few thoughts that you think because you've constructed these ideas. There are a few things that you thoughts that you think, and you think them constantly, over and over and over again. And you know that you are thinking them because you constructed them. You're not a mindless machine. And you hold on to these thoughts and the feelings and emotions and impulses that they incite within you. You hold on to them over a significant amount, over a significant span of time, because there is nothing. Well, I keep saying, I'm using hyperbole, but look, it's a sad thing for me to show up at a sales meeting to train people and watch them get fired up, because I'm not into getting fired up. I'm into mental focus. You don't have to get fired up. You are naturally on a higher level anyway. For me to show up at a sales meeting to help train people, and they have gotten into the habit of going to a sales meeting, getting fired up, go out to where they need to go, hit their weekly or monthly, do their monthly or their weekly sales numbers, but a day later, they're in a completely different mental state. That's why in a lot of sales organizations, they have to have daily sales meetings to try to keep people fired up, to try to keep their mind on the numbers. But the individuals are not having their own personal sales meetings every day. They're not sitting down for 30 to 45 minutes each day and thinking exclusively of who it is they're wanting to be, who they wish they could become, not thinking about the goal for 30 to 45 minutes each day. That is a true sales meeting, when you have your own sales meeting with yourself every single day. So I show up at these meetings, and I'm going to help train these people in mental focus, but they have never been mentally focused. They have sales meetings all the time just to get fired up so that the sales manager can remind them of what they said their numbers were going to be and make them feel guilty, okay? These intimidating numbers that the salespeople, the individuals, are sitting in the meeting, and they're secretly just terrified inside that they're not going to hit the number. And I know salespeople who will put up a low number because they have a philosophy. They have a philosophy of under-promise and over-deliver. That is pathetic. Your sales manager, okay, ask you, okay, well, what are you going to do for me this month? And you intentionally put up a low number knowing that you'll probably meet or exceed it. Then you can get a pat on the back. That is pathetic. A focused sales professional knows that they can put up a decent number projection or expectation, and that they're going to so focus their minds consistently every hour, every day that they're at work, that they are most likely to hit or exceed that number. You don't under-promise and over-deliver. You promised reasonably, and then you over-deliver. But to show up at these meetings knowing that whatever these guys are going through today, 4 or 5 hours later, they've completely forgotten what it is they experienced in that meeting that morning. Because, again, without mental focus, your thoughts and your emotions will shift from moment to moment to moment. It will always shift. But when you are mentally focused, you are holding one dominant aim on the stage of your mind. And you're holding that dominant aim, yourself completely immersed in that idea all day long, every day that you are required to hold it. It is who you become. You are holding in your mind that person you want to become. That is your standard. It is your standard in mind. Thus, it is your standard for every single action that you take during that day. You're not literally, you're not going to become that person in the future. You are going to be that person right now. That's why it's so important for you to think about that at least 30 minutes a day, so that you can conceive of that person's characteristics. How does that person think? If that person thinks that way, how does that person feel? Because that's how you need to think and feel right now. Because you cannot live in the future. You cannot act in the future. You can only act now. Dynamic mental focus is consciously determined effort of controlling your attention in the process of creating and establishing and maintaining an idea, an intention, a state of mind over significant spans of time in relation to your goal. That is what mental focus is. Now, what gets in the way of mental focus? How do you know you have a problem with mental focus? Well, one, you're not hitting your sales numbers. Or, two, you want an entirely different level of sales for yourself or your team or your organization, and you're not getting there. You don't know how to get there. So as an individual, let's go with you as an individual. Here's some warning signs. Daydreaming and fantasizing as an escape mechanism. There's a sign of weak mental focus. Matter of fact, there's a sign of weak mental concentration and attention control. If your mind is always wandering off into daydreams, how much time are you wasting? I'll tell you how much time you're wasting. Recent Harvard University study showed that with over 2,000 people in the study, they used a software app on an iPhone to track what people are doing and thinking. Most human beings, their minds wander 46.9% of the time at least. And that's when they're supposed to be doing something that requires attention. That's how much time your mind is wandering, most likely, during the sales day, during your business hours. 46.9% of the time. And if you can lower that amount, that's how much more money you'll make. That's how many more contacts you'll get belly to belly to. That's how much more success and prosperity you'll experience by lowering the amount of time your mind wanders. So that's your main warning sign. And if your mind, your productivity is weaker than it should be, you should be more productive if you could keep your mind from wandering. Matter of fact, the things that you know you need to do that you avoid doing as a sales professional, the one reason you're doing it is because your mind is wandering onto the wrong things, Again, it's mental focus. Your mind is wandering off into thoughts that are taking you away from your path, from your destiny, from where you need to go. Mental wandering. You must have control of attention, of all your mental resources. And it starts with attention control, just learning to train your attention, simple things. And then you'll begin to be able to control your thoughts. Now, controlling your reconditioning your thoughts so that you think only the things you need to think to hit the objective, that starts out pretty simple also. Check out the book, The Greatest Salesman in the World. There are 10 principles there for you. And if you get those 10 principles firmly conditioned into your brain, while you train yourself to control your attention, you're there. You will get there as an individual. And now, as a manager, you need these principles to be able to try to see if you can get results from other people, people on your team, in your organization. If you're experiencing persistent feelings of anxiety, stress and inner turmoil, you've got a mental focus problem. You, as a sales professional, should be able to kick butt with great ease and relaxation. It should not be a problem for you. And if it is, if you're worried and anxious, scared about the numbers that you're supposed to be putting up, about the calls you need to make, the contacts you need to make, it's a mental focus problem. If you've got a lot of negative and uncomfortable emotional patterns, if you're always feeling blue, and if you negativity in the mind, that's a mental focus problem. If you feel like you're in a rut, like you're lost in the rat race, mental focus problem. You should have absolute passion and love for what you're doing. If you don't like the product or service that you're peddling, that you're pushing, that you're selling, if you don't have love and absolute faith in that product or service, you either get that love product, that love and that faith and that caring, or you find another product or service to sell. You have the right as a human being to have integrity, to feel absolute confidence in what you're attempting to help other people with. And it's all about helping other people. If it's not about helping other people, you need to get out of the sales game, because all you are is a selfish, self-centered, greedy human being, and you will never be truly happy until it's about the person who's buying the product or service. It cannot be all about you. If you're feeling like you're stuck in a rut, if you're in uncertainty and doubt, if you're hesitating and you're scared to make the calls and make the contacts, it's a mental focus problem. If your life is dominated by other people's goals, if you're a sales professional and your life is dominated by the goals of your sales manager or the business owner, you've got poor mental focus. You should be able to work and perform circles around any sales manager or business owner. You should perform circles around them. They should never be able to keep up with you. It's a mental focus problem. Any hesitancy, procrastination, fear, anything that starts stopping you, it's going to be a mental focus problem. And you've got to train yourself to fix it. And it starts with attention control. So, clarity of vision. Now, well, we've talked about attention control. If you need to start, go to the NeuroSculpting Training Studio, sign up for the free 7-day course, or become an actual subscriber. You can deal with me directly. Now we're going to talk about clarity of vision. We're talking about mental focus. Remember, we're talking about a clearly defined objective. And we're talking about that future you who needs to be you right now. That's who you need to be. You need to sit down and discover who that person is. That's clearly defining your vision. All you got to do is start. You don't need miracles right now. All you're going to do is think your way into the result. That's how it's done. It's that simple. You think your way into the result. No power in the universe can prevent you from taking that first small step. Take that first small step, even if you have to be shaking in your boots the whole way. Because when you take this first small step, you'll see the second step. High achievement, high performance is easy if you just take that one step. Clarify your vision of who it is you're about to become. Sit down. Set aside exclusive time, 30, 45 minutes or more a day, to where your mind will be only on that one thing. What are the characteristics of this person? You ready? Especially if you've been in sales meetings. Now, there are role models out there, people you can role model. Find out their characteristics. There are biographies you can read, autobiographies. Great sales. There are great sales books you can read. But the truth of the matter is, I've already given you your characteristics. The greatest salesman in the world, if you take that book and you look at those characteristics, those are the characteristics you need to sit down and think about 30 to 45 minutes or more each day. You will be that person. If you just do that, that is your first step. That is the step you need to take. The rest will flow naturally. It's that simple. If you don't do that, it's going to be because of the problems that I just went over, the warning signs of mental focus. That's going to be why you're not doing it, because you don't have control over your attention. That's the only reason you're going to procrastinate. If you have control over your attention, you're going to do it. If you believe that you're not going to do it, you better be getting a hold of me. You better be going to the NeuroSculpting Training Studio, becoming a subscriber, or sign up for the free training. If you are within the sound of my voice this very day, there is no excuse for you not to take this one amazing step of just sitting down and thinking, exclusively forging thoughts of the person you are about to become, that you should become, that you wish you could become. Those characteristics that you need are listed within that book, The Greatest Salesman in the World. I don't need to send you to some book on psychology. I don't need to send you to some sales seminar. I don't need to send you to read a bunch of sales books. The Greatest Salesman in the World. Those are your characteristics. And for 45 minutes a day, you better be sitting down doing it. If you do not, if you fear that you will not, you better be getting a hold of me. I will talk you down from the roof. I will help you get started. I will help you develop the habits that you need to be able to hit those numbers. No excuse. If you've listened to this show and you don't make that change, then it's your choice that you did not make that change. You did not take advantage of the resources that are at your disposal. So, the power triangle: vision, skills, and habits. Clarity of vision, we just went over that. And the other two points on the triangle are sharpness of skills and value of habits. Folks, if you're a sales professional and you do not possess the skills necessary for you to be a master sales professional, then the reason you do not possess those skills is because of weak mental focus. You would already be either totally in possession or already training like a crazy person on those skills if you had great mental focus. The first skill you need to acquire is mental focus, and that first step in mental focus is the one we've just went over of you sitting down and thinking about the characteristics you need to possess and the results you're going to get as a result of where you want to go. That's the first skill you need. The second skill you need, words. Do you know, without a doubt and with absolute certainty, what to say, what your proper reaction should be in every possible scenario in a sales situation? Do you know what to say? And do you know how to say it? If you don't, then you should learn. There is no excuse. There are enough salespeople, there are enough sales professionals, there are enough business people in your field who may have these words mastered, these techniques mastered. For you, there are enough people for you to go and simply ask, and someone will tell you what to do, what to say. You don't have to purchase expensive sales seminars or anything like that. There are someone who already knows what to say. There are probably books in the library on what to say, All you got to do is know what those words are and then master them. You should be practicing every day until you have something called unconscious competency. There are levels of mastery. When you first start in the sales arena, you're going to be falling all over yourself. You have no idea what you're doing. And you're going to hit sales because you don't know, because you're enthusiastic. You're going to get those sales. But then you're going to watch other people, and you're going to understand, and you're going to make mistakes. You're going to realize you really don't know that much. Then that first level of you not knowing what you're doing and still hitting the numbers, that's called unconscious incompetence. You are incompetent, but you don't even realize it. But once you start to realize it, you're going to have a level called conscious incompetence. You don't know what you're doing, and you know you don't know what you're doing, and sales are starting to slip away because of it. Well, now you need to learn how to be consciously competent. You're going to learn the words. You're going to learn what habits and behaviors you should do, okay? You're going to start mimicking those things. You're going to rehearse. You're going to practice those skills and those words. You're going to role play with other people until you have them down pretty good. Then you're going to be consciously competent. You're going to go out and you're going to test it with people you get belly to belly with. That's conscious competence. You're going to get good at it. And then you're going to practice it, and you're going to get so good that you don't have to think about it anymore. Now you're at a level of unconscious competence. You don't even have to think about it anymore. And that's where the door opens for you. For most people, the door opens and they never step through. They never step through. Most people never actually acquire the skills. They go to seminars, they read books, but they don't practice, they don't master the skills. They have a few things under their belt, and they just beat that dead horse until it resurrects itself, gets up, and runs off. Because they never actually care about mastery. You must have a passion for mastery of these skills. Learn what those skills are. Learn what the words and the habits are, and then master them. It's that simple. And if you do not do this, guess what it is? It's a mental focus problem. You have not taken care of the peak of the power triangle, which is clarity of vision. It's so simple. If you take care of clarity of vision, you sit down, you do what I just told you to do, the skills and the habits will become natural for you. You will have no choice but to acquire those things because your standard won't accept anything less. Sharpness of skills, clarity of vision, sharpness of skills, and then the last point on the triangle is value of habits. Do you know the habits that you're supposed to have under your belt as a sales professional? And have you mastered those habits? Now, you've got habits right now. But what are the value of those habits compared to the habits of the top performers, the people who clear at least $250,000 a year? Do you possess the habits of the person who makes $250,000 a year or more? If you don't possess those habits, hey, there's nothing stopping you from possessing those habits. That power triangle is all you've got to do, all you've got to possess, guys. That's all you need, the power triangle. Clarity of vision, sharpness of skills, and the value of habits. There is nothing stopping you except the thought you're thinking in your head that there's some kind of obstacle in the way. There is no obstacle. The only obstacle is the thought that you are thinking. Get rid of that thought through what? Clarity of vision, and the obstacle gets cleared away. There's nothing but you and a gold-paved road to your destination. And the essential objective of your destination is for you to be that person. The money is just an incentive. It's not your purpose. Your purpose is to be more. are right now. You've got to be more so that you can do more, so that you can have more and experience more and enjoy more and share that with other people. What is the value of every habit that you possess during the sales day? And even after the sales day, when you set aside that time, what is the value of that? I'll tell you what, there's only one habit you need to have after work or even before work, and that is clarity of vision, clarifying, defining your target objective. And that target objective is you as the person you want to become, that you need to be, that you wish you to become. That's your target objective. Money will simply flow to you. You won't even, I'm telling you guys, money won't be an issue. You won't even think about it. You'll have so much of it, you're not even going to be able to spend it because you're going to have such great things going on. And that's the truth of the matter. Money is never going to, I'm not trying to tell you that money is not important. Money is vital, but it is not the thing. The thing behind the money, the thing behind the material objective is the thing that counts, and that is who you are going to become, because that is the one thing you can control right now by sitting down and just thinking about it every day. That's the power triangle. You need to know the difference between you now and you then. And you can use role models to find that out, or you could ignore the role model thing. Well, I don't recommend it. And you can just read the book that I recommended. Now, this week I'm not going to have time to go over with you the other stuff that I want to talk about, but I feel personally, and I'm sure you will agree, I've given you more than enough. I've given you the ball. You can now run with it. And again, I extend the offer to anybody in sales, any sales professional or business owner who has to move product and service. If you think you're having a problem with hitting the numbers, if you think you're not going to be able to follow the suggestions that I've put forth in this particular episode, I encourage you to get a hold of me and let's have a frank conversation about what's and find out what's really getting in your way. Because once we know what's getting in your way, that may just clear it up for you. Sometimes all you got to do is find out what the obstacle is, and that clears it away. Because sometimes it's so silly and so simple, you laugh it off, and then you go on and you do what you want. I see it all the time. If you're a sales professional, if you're in the sales arena, if you're a marketer, a manager, or owner, and you've got to move something, and you're perceiving limitations, if you're assuming limitations, and something's getting in the way, give me a call. Drop me an email. Let me see if I can help you. Again, if I can help you figure out what's going on, and you can make a decision after that as to what you can do. You can follow the advice that I've given you in today's radio program, and you will get there. But if you find yourself unable to get it done, if you are so caught up in life, if you are so caught up in the habits that have ruled and dominated your hours up to this point that you don't feel you can get it done, or if you feel that you can't get it done in the amount of time that's necessary for you to feel like you're really moving, get a hold of me. I will help you. I will help you get there. Now, the next show I have on mental focus or attention control or mental concentration for sales professional, I'll make sure to cover the three laws that lead to transformation. But for now, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Mental Power Hour. My name is T. LaVon Lawrence, and next week's show we're going to talk about mental focus for sports, athletes, and other competitive arenas. If you've got any questions, email me at trainer@neurosculpting.com. Or make sure you call me at 904-638-3851. If you can't get a hold of me, leave a message. I will get back to you. I want to thank everyone who stopped by the chat room, everybody who tuned into our training archives at Blog Talk Radio, and you have a wonderful week.